Lee, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today ahead of what no doubt will be a very busy summer for Foothills WFC. How does it feel for you, and how does it feel for the players to finally be hitting the pitch?
I think initially it's to get some of our top young players on the field and performing at this level. We have a number of players that are returning. We recognize we had a really good core group. And then it was about what can we add in and around that group. And very quickly we realized that we have some very, very good young players. And now they just need that platform to be able to go and showcase their talents. So that is definitely one of the things I'm really looking forward to. And I think ultimately, given what's happened over the last year to 18 months, I guess, is just getting back on the field at that sort of level of play.
Yeah.
And of course, with our local rivalry sort of coming up this summer, it just provides a great opportunity to put on a great show for all the people that want to come out and support as well.
And certainly something very special for Alberta, because it's the only place in Canada with UWS teams. What does it mean to finally have a Battle of Alberta? I'm not sure what we're going to call it. Al Classica, will it be the Battle of Alberta? But how does it feel to finally be able to have this rivalry, this derby, Calgary and the Edmonton region?
Yeah, I think we talked about this a little bit in the past, actually, that there's always been a rivalry at youth level between the two clubs. We both operate with a similar philosophy. You know, we want our teams to play a particular way on the field. Mm-hmm. We do things the right way is what we would say. So that rivalry, I think, has always been there. And it's always exciting when our teams play each other. I don't see it being any different this time. I think battle is the right word. You know, we recognize that that is going to be the case, especially, any team that's coached by Troy. We know that we're going to be in for that type of battle, and we know what we need to be ready for. So, we're excited for that. And we look forward to actually traveling to St. Albert first. And yeah, just putting ourselves against that team and let's see where we're at this point.
And speaking of being unique, the coach on the other side is Troy Flannery. People in Calgary know him really well. Obviously, he was at the helm of the Women's Foothills program for many years, still the coach over at the University of Calgary. What will it be like to have him as the opposition coach? And perhaps maybe he knows a few things about your players, but at the end of the day, this is Foothills WFC.
Well, yeah, exactly what you just said there at the end, Sandra. This is our team. This is our Foothills team. So myself and the staff, we have a core group of players, like I say, that have returned, and a lot of those players have played with Troy, but I also worked with Troy for those last few years as well. So they know me well, and I know them well.
Yeah.
And then again, for us as a group of staff, it was to then add the right pieces around those players. And we feel like we've done that. So, now we're able to go out and we'll see a slightly different style of play. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. And we've tried to evolve what we're doing, from a training perspective as well. So, yeah, although there are familiar faces, it is different. From our club point of view, it's about us producing performances on the field, which we have a very good track record of doing that.
If you can, for a second, take me through the eyes of a coach coming back to a team after a pandemic. And something that really stands out to me, it's actually something Tommy Wheeldon Jr. said as Cavalry FC was preparing to begin training. And he essentially said, we have to prepare to prepare, because you don't want to go full guns out and destroy everybody on those first few weeks of training because they're not up to par. You can do as many Zoom sessions as you want, but certainly that's nothing like a true, true practice session.
Yeah, no, it's a great point that Tommy made. I remember listening to that, and it does resonate with you. And, I think the way we operate at our club is we engage with the players even before we get onto the field. So, mm-hmm. They had, whether it's individual training plans, group training plans that, you know, we might have delivered some in terms of online sessions. I go back to our younger players coming in. They were more active, I guess, you know, through the last period than some of the older players, which, you know, that can be a benefit for us, I think, as we go into games so quickly. But ultimately, it was just identifying where people are at in their own journey and, you know, what plans can we provide them with to make sure that when we got back together, they were ready to go. And we've got a fantastic sports science team at our club. Alex Potts, Chase Weberall have done a great job with all the players. And, you know, they've come back and they're fit. They're ready to go. And of course, with the break comes almost the renewed optimism or excitement about playing again. So we've almost got to manage that part as well, that they don't go sort of too hard too soon as such. But, you know, we're confident that they're ready to go.
Lee, without giving away too many secrets, what can you tell us about your team? What can fans expect to see on the pitch?
Yeah, there are new players, of course, like we've talked about. And again, I think the beauty of us bringing in some of our younger players is that they just know the culture of the club. And so, you know, I think the culture piece is the key part. And we have winners around us, whether that's through coaches past and present, you know, staff on and off the field. The players that are coming in, like I say, they've if it is the younger ones, they might have experienced success winning youth nationals, or, you know, some of them have played for the national at their respective ages. So I think the culture piece is key. And now, you know, the last sort of couple of weeks, it's been about how do we marry all of that together to make sure that when we get going that, you know, it clicks into place on the field as well as off the field.
So for people who don't know, the UWS season has already begun south of the border because, yeah, that's where the majority of the teams are within this league. Have you been keeping an eye on what's happening in those games? Have you been able to scout? And how can you use that to your advantage?
I think, you know, it's, from my personal point of view, it's nice to have a bit of knowledge about who you're playing and, you know, just maybe identify strengths and weaknesses and some tendencies of the teams that you play. But ultimately, it's going to be about what we do and how we impose our game on the teams that we play. So, yes, there's some part of our preparation that is built towards who we are playing. But I would say the biggest part of our preparation is about what we want to be about and what is our identity, so that when people come and watch us play, and this is individuals and as a group, that people go away saying the right things about our players.
Before I let you go, what is your message to people in Calgary who haven't seen the product, who have maybe heard a little bit about Foothills WFC, don't know if they should come check out a game? What do you want them to know about this team, this program, this group of ladies?
That's very simple for me. We have some of the most exciting players, not just in Calgary or from Alberta, but in the country. You know, and what a great time to come out and support them. And like you say, if we're having a huge game against St. Albert as a kickoff game as such, and then, you know, following up that pretty quickly with a home game in Calgary, come out and watch some of these fantastic young players. You know, part of our role is to support them and help them to try and go and represent Canada one day. So we'd love to see everybody out supporting us in that respect, and again, see some of this exciting young talent that we have. We'd also love to see Canada Soccer come and see some of these players as well one day. So, you know, fingers crossed that happens very soon.